class today. We're going to start slightly differently than usual. I had a student last week ask me to write a poem about this course. So we're going to begin with a poem about this course, because I like to do what students ask. In just one course we learned to code, which did not make our heads explode. We learned of loops, both for and while. Of methods we have learned quite a pile. Of useful facts like how they run and how recursion makes them hum. Of ifs, assignments, scope, and class we learned from day one till the last. Well, this dot rhyme has made no sense. Repeat this class and don't feel dense. Sometimes it takes a while, it's true, to understand what code can do. This next point is a bit of business. I'll repeat this again on Monday when we actually do our final review, but it's worth mentioning more than once because some people won't be here on Monday. Finals. All of the finals for all the sections of this course will be held at the same time, but not in the same room. There, I think, will be a total of 5 rooms. And trying to figure out how to fit people in different rooms is tricky, so it turns out it's going to be the digit of your computing ID. And here's the chart, okay? So just know that when it comes time to go for your final, you should go to where the digit of your computing ID is. If you go to another room, there will not be a final for you. We will talk more about that on Monday. I just wanted to make you aware of it now. Any questions? Yes, in the back. Sorry, do I know where the makeup final will be held? I don't. I have requested a room and it was turned down, so I've requested another one and I will see. If you receive email about the makeup final, I will send out email when I know its location. Yes?
Do all the rooms have a similar desk situation? Like, are any going to be like this where you've got small side and large?
Do they all have the same desk situation? Let's see. Mech 205 has tables, Olson 120 has little flimsy desks, Rice 130 has tables, and Thornton 303, I don't remember.
Okay, if we see flimsy desks at the disadvantage, is there any chance of it taking?
There is not a chance you can switch rooms, I am sorry. Other questions? I wish this had not happened, but it turns out that scheduling finals is a surprisingly tricky thing. So this is what we ended up with. All right. So, that said, any comments, questions, concerns about any portion of the course today? Anything I can help clarify before we go into our lecture topic for the day? All right. So we're going to sort of pick up where we left off last time. Last time we talked about movie and theater, and about how making them work together required some various odds and ends. There was a surprisingly amount of recursion involved there in order to get them both to agree to keep the data consistent with itself. We looked at some of how that works, reminded ourselves about activation records, about recursion, about classes, about private and public things, and getters, and two-string, and so on. So today the plan is to just sort of continue down that path and talk about some other ways of solving this same problem. So we're going to look at some other designs that could solve the same problem. And as we're doing this, partly my goal again is to reinforce some of these concepts, the basic concepts of how you write the code. But I also want to look at a little bit of the ideas that go into designing software when somebody doesn't tell you exactly how it should work. So most of your life, people will not tell you exactly what your assignment should do. They will just say, I want a program that solves this problem. And you have to come up with a solution. There are always many ways to do it. This is the nature of computing. There are many solutions to every problem. And they all have goods and bads. We talked some earlier about speed and memory and easiness to write and easiness to read, so on. We're going to talk some more about data consistency and different solutions to this movie theater problem today. Before we go into the new ideas, is there any part of the movie theater example from last time that anybody would like me to ask? Would like to ask me any questions about or have me talk about more about in any way? Okay, so we have our code, and it's based on this idea of recursion, right? When addMovie is called, it calls addTheater, and then the base case is, but I've already got it, so I stop, right? So we use this recursion, these methods invoking each other back and forth to make sure everything becomes consistent in both the add and the remove phase of what we're doing. And that works okay. It keeps everything consistent, it solves the problem, but it still means that the data is in two places at a time. And if the data is in two places at one time, then there's always the chance that something else will go wrong, that some later method we write will break it in some way we did not anticipate. So we're going to look at a couple ways today of making the data only in one place. And I'm happy to look at lots of ways of doing that. I picked a couple ones that I put in the lecture notes, but we're welcome to talk about others. So, the information that we have shared is the relationship between movies and theaters. It appears two places. Let's make it appear only one place. And I am happy to take suggestions about where that one place should be. Who should know whether a movie and a theater belong to each other? Where should that information be stored? Yes? In the theater. Why in the theater? Because the movies play at the theater. Fair point, right? It makes more sense for the theater to know about the movie than the movie to only know about the theater. So if we look at this next diagram, ta-da! You anticipated my ideas exactly. Theaters have a list of movies, but movies don't have a list of theaters. Okay? And so we're just going to walk through what does this solution look like. We only have the information in one place. Can we still solve the problem? Okay? And we're going to store it only in the theater. So if only the theater knows what movies they're playing, how do all the movie methods work? So we're just going to stop. Well, I'm going to walk through this again, repeat sort of the basics here a little bit faster perhaps than last time to remind ourselves of how we make these pieces. And then we're going to look and see how we implement all of the movie methods. And I've added an extra method here. What showing or where showing. A method that will return all of the theaters or all of the movies that are associated with this one. That will make this problem more interesting for this particular lineup. Okay? So, we had our old code, and it worked all right. And what I'm going to do, so that I still have this, is I'm going to rename these ones to old. Yikes. And then I'm also going to copy them so that I have a new one to work with. Okay? So I'm going to keep the old ones around, but I'm going to make copies that I can edit. This will save me having to repeat some of my code. Okay? So I've got a movie class. And what I noticed in my movie class is I said, there is no list of theaters. I only want one person to know about the other. So I'm just going to remove this list of theaters. It does not there. Okay? And that means that pretty much all of my methods don't work. Okay? So I'm going to just nix all of that stuff that doesn't work anymore. And we'll have to rewrite it later and figure out what it's supposed to do. But I'll get rid of all the stuff in movie that doesn't work. And in theater, I'll get rid of all the stuff that does... that all theater still looks basically the same. It's still got an array list of movies. Okay? And so in general, I can just copy it over, except I shouldn't have renamed things the way I did because now everything has the wrong type. Okay? So theater code mostly doesn't need to change. But we don't need the recursion anymore. Okay? If information is stored in only one place, we only have to store it in that one place. Okay? So since only the theater has a list of movies, I don't need to tell the movie to add the theater when the theater adds the movie. The theater obtains the copy of the movie and that's it. We're done. Okay? So it's a bit simpler than we had before. Even our two-string method could be quite a bit simpler than we had before, okay? Because we don't need to worry about the weird problems we had before with we had the list of movies having lists of theaters, having lists of movies having lists of theaters, because the movie doesn't know the list of theaters anymore. It's not part of that information, okay? So I can just return directly. I can even do this shorter. Okay, I can just return the name and the list of movies directly. So I can get my code back down to a fairly short piece here. And I just realized I did all of this in the wrong piece of code. Wasn't that clever of me? All right, well, let's fix that. I did all of this in the theater old class instead of the theater class, just to make my life unpleasant. Let's dump that here, and then let's move all this over here. Okay. Let's get rid of theater old and movie old. So I've got my movie class, and it doesn't quite work. It doesn't quite work because I don't have implementations of almost any of this stuff because I got rid of the list. Okay? I've got my theater class, and it, once I fix the rest of the types, it should work. Okay? So theaters are simple. They just do what they're supposed to do. They add, they remove. They're just basically a wrapper class around the array list. It pretty much just does what array lists do. And then the trick is, how do I make the theater work? Okay? So how do I add a theater to a movie when the movie doesn't know about theaters? Does not have a list of theaters. And this actually turns out to be just as easy. I'll just tell the theater to do the adding for me. The theater has the information, so I'll just tell the theater to do the work. Okay? So if I just forward that information on, right? Now I've just sort of solved that problem, and we have a fairly straightforward way of figuring out if this works. I could just return here for the isAt. I can return that t is showing this. Okay? And so now this code is simpler, and the other code is simpler, and our life is just simpler overall. Okay? So all movie does is ask the theater the questions. All theater has to do is just forward stuff to the array list. Poof, everything became easy. Okay? And if I were to run this and try it out, I so did that back up the wrong way. Okay, so if I were to do the same test we had before, what is the error it doesn't like? That's the error it doesn't like. Okay, that make it go away. All right. So if I run this, I will see that after adding a movie to the first theater and adding it to the second theater and removing it from the first theater, it correctly realizes that the first theater does not have any movies. The second theater does have the movie. And because our toString no longer lists the theaters of movie, we just see Metropolis printing out by itself. It doesn't know what theaters it's in. But we can use the various add theater methods as well as the add movie methods because they just talk to each other. Okay? Life became simpler. We lost a little information in our toString, but otherwise life just became simpler. Questions? Okay. So that was a pretty straightforward change. I did not expect there to be much of interest in that, which is why I didn't spend much time on it. But we can make it considerably more interesting when we just try to add one more method. Okay? The what showing or the where showing. And then our life is going to become complicated. Okay? So to figure out what movies a theater is showing is very easy. Public array list movie. Okay, I think a public array list movie called what showing. And this can just return the movies. It's basically just a differently named getter. Okay? So that will tell me what movies my theater is showing. That's easy. But the corresponding method in movie is not easy. Okay? I go over to movie and I want to know where it's showing. So I want an array list of theaters to come out. And this method is going to be problematic. Okay? I want to know what theaters are showing the movie, but I don't have any way of doing that. Movies don't know about theaters anymore. That was part of our goal, was to keep the information in only one place. And I could ask each theater, are you showing this movie? But I don't know what theaters to ask. The movie doesn't even have knowledge of any particular theater at all. Okay? Has no information of what theaters exist, so it doesn't even know which theaters to ask the question to. So by only having information one place, most of our code became easier, most of our tasks became simple, but this task became hard. And that is going... We'll solve this task here in a moment. Before we do that, though, any thoughts? Any possible solution techniques we could use? Why don't you turn to whoever's sitting next to you and see if you can come up with how could I write this where showing method? Assuming the movies is not allowed to keep a list of theaters, how could I solve this problem? All right, any ideas? Possible solutions? Yes. Okay, so I can make the theater an input, sort of sidestep the problem by forcing the user to supply the information. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, but this just means is at. We've already got that method. Okay? For every theater in what array list? In some array list of theaters. Okay? Unclear which array list of theaters that is, but certainly we could just look at every theater. Okay? This is sort of the way that back before the internet you found out where a movie was showing. You went through your phone book, you called up every theater, and you said, are you showing the movie I want to see? And they said yes or no. Right? So many things that were harder before the internet. So you just look at every theater, you ask them if it's showing the movie. That works. Other thoughts? Okay. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Create a separate class that just pretty much only exists to contain that array list of theaters.
Alright, so we're going to make a separate class whose sole purpose is to know what theaters exist. This is the phone book class, right? We could certainly make the phone book class. It turns out we don't need to. Java makes it slightly easier to keep that list around. We don't need a separate class for it. Okay? Although it's a good idea, right? I want to know what all the theaters are. Where do I store that information? Who should know all of the theaters that exist? And we could make a phone book object that keeps track of all the theaters, but then we've got to make sure that the phone book object gets involved in all the things we do. And that just can get messy. Okay? But Java has these beautiful things called static fields. Okay? Static, as we mentioned before, means it doesn't belong to just one object, it belongs to the whole class. And how many theaters exist is a concept that belongs to the whole class of theater. So I could make in my theater class, I can make myself a private static array list of theaters. All theaters. Okay? So I could just have this single static list belongs to the whole class of theaters rather than any particular theater. All of them have access to this one shared list. If I'm going to make a static field, I ought to initialize it right away because there's no constructor to do that for me. So I will initialize it right when I define it. I'll do that another line so that I can read it easier. Okay. So I can make this master list of all the theaters that exist. And now the only thing I have to do to make sure that's up to date is that every time a new theater is created, I have to put it into that list. So down here, every time I've made a new theater, that's what constructors are, I can just add, I can look at the all theaters list and add this to it. And now every new theater that exists, as part of getting constructed, puts itself into the shared list of all the theaters that exist. And now I have a shared list of all the theaters that exist. which I can then use in the solution we had for the movie problem. Let's loop through all the theaters and see which ones are showing this movie. Okay? So I have this master list of theaters. If I want movie to be able to use it, I'll have to make it public. There might be good reasons to make it private and make other methods in here and so on, but I'm just going to make it public for now. I'm going to say anybody in the world is allowed to mess with this list of theaters. And that could cause problems if somebody comes along and removes a theater, right? Like, theater X doesn't like theater Y, so they remove it from list of theaters, and now nobody thinks theater Y is showing any movies, right? They can do mean things this way. But for now, we'll just leave it as public. Okay? And then over here, we're going to run is at for every theater in the array list of theaters. Right? So we're going to make a for loop. And we're going to loop over this array list. So while I is less than the theater.allTheaters.size, so the size of the list of all theaters that is in the theater class, I'm going to increment I. And then I am going to check to see if this theater, okay, so I'm going to make get out that theater. So I grab the theater in question, and then I say if this dot is at t, then I need to return an array list, right? I better make the array list, because I don't have it right now. So I better make my array list that's my answer. Okay, and then I'll just add this to the answer. And when I'm done, I can return that list. And now, with cunning mat, oh, not T, answer. And now I have an implementation of where showing. How do I find out where a movie is showing? I look at every theater under the sun, and I check to see which of them are showing this. Questions, comments, concerns? Okay, quick poll. We've seen two ways of making this work. One of them, we had it in two places and used recursion to keep them in order. We talked about that last class. This one, we have it only one place and we have this weird master list of all theaters. Which one do you like better? I like the one we did on Wednesday with recursion. Be proud. 10 of us. Okay, I like the one we just did now. Wow, most of you like this one. All right. Why? What makes this better? Why do you like it? Yeah. It seems more straightforward. Okay? That's a fair point. Other thoughts? Other reasons we like this one? Yeah.
Less code.
There is less code. This is absolutely true. Overall, this requires fewer lines of code than the other one did. Is that it? Any other reasons? All right, how about the people who like the previous one better? Anybody want to defend why the previous one was really cooler? Nope, nobody actually wants to defend that opinion. What did we sacrifice in order to get less code that seems more obvious? We sacrificed performance. In the old code, the speed that was, the time that was required to get the list of theaters that were showing a movie was just, you just return the list. There is no other work. It just takes a single tick and we're done. Right? And so if you want to know where a movie is showing, we immediately have the information. This method takes time proportional to the number of theaters that exist on the planet. Okay? So if you want to find out where you can see your favorite movie, you have to wait for the movie to look at every theater that ever existed and ask, is this movie, this theater showing the movie? How about that one? How about that one? How about that one? So it's going to take a whole lot longer, assuming there's a lot of theaters in existence, in order for it to run. The other thing we have sacrificed by doing this is that this solution is not symmetric. Before, I'd write movie, I'd write theater, I'd just sort of copy the code over. Now movie and theater look different. This could be considered a good thing, this can be considered a bad thing. In general, it means even though there's less code, there's more distinct things that I have to understand. More distinct concepts. Right? And so Understandability, readability of code is a messy concept to put your finger on. This is probably more readable even by advanced readability metrics. But it's not always a clear-cut decision which one is best compared to another one. All right, so we have this other solution. We've got two solutions so far to how we can do movies and theaters. And they'll both work. They both can tell us all the information we want to know. We can even test this out. Okay, so let's print out our movie and where it is showing here, so we can make sure that where showing method works. And we see that Metropolis is showing at iPhone, which is showing Metropolis. Okay, so our two strings are a little messy again, and we may have to pull back the old two string method if we really want this to work. But we have the information we want to have. The movies are capable of figuring out what theaters they're at. And we did that by keeping the information in only one place, but storing extra information. What theaters exist? Questions? Yes? Will I show the code for two string on movie? Yes, it is very simple. It could be twice as simple as it is. Let's make it twice as simple as it is. Ah, I did that wrong. Right now, all my movie does is just return its name as its string, instead of the longer piece that I had before. I could certainly pull back over the old longer piece now that I know how to find out what it's showing or where it's showing. But I've got this for now. Other questions, comments, concerns? Yes?
What's the difference between two string?
What is the difference between two string get name? The name of the method. That's currently the only difference, right? I forgot to type this dot in getName. But that doesn't change what Java does, because Java will guess I meant this dot. They certainly have exactly the same code. Why do I have both of them? Because their conceptual purpose is different. The conceptual purpose of getName is just tell me the name of the movie. The conceptual purpose of toString is display everything that I need to know about this movie as a string. It so happens that the only thing I need to know about this movie is its name. But that doesn't mean that the two methods should be merged, because they conceptually mean different things. Does that make sense? A little? Yes? If I did not have toString, but I did have getName, what's the question? Ah, yes. Right? If I don't use toString, then it uses the built-in one. Okay? So Java understands the purpose of toString and has that built right into the language. Right? When you print something, when you add it to a string, it automatically invokes toString. If there isn't one, it uses its own. Right? So I probably could get away with no getName method in theory here. Okay? But since the meaning is different, the conceptual meaning is different, it's better to have two different methods to do it. Other questions? Okay. So we've seen two different ways of doing our movie theater. We store information in both, we store the information in only one. Can we do it where we store the information in neither? Okay, can I get rid of the array list of movies in the theater class as well? What would that mean? Hint, the answer is yes. You can do it. How do we do that? Okay, if neither movies don't know about theaters and theaters don't know about movies, then how can I keep track of what movies are showing which theaters? How does this happen? And it turns out the answer is something that happens a great deal. We do this all the time. It is not uncommon for me to ask a student, what classes are you in? And they can't remember. And I almost never know the names of every single student in my classes, because there's hundreds of you. right? And so if you don't know what class you're in, and I don't know what classes I'm teaching, or I don't know what students are in my class, then how do we have this student-class relationship? Where is it stored? Hey? If it's not in your head, it's not in the class's head, which is my head, where is it? Yeah?
Third party.
A third party named Sys. Yes. Sys, of course, which stands for scroll bars inside scroll bars. Okay, Sys has the information. So we're going to do something similar to Sys for our movie theater. Okay? And we're going to look and see how this third model works. So the third model, our movie theater, we're just going to remove the information about the other one. Theaters don't know about theaters. Movies don't know about movies. And then we're going to have this third thing. I'm calling it a showing class. Okay? A showing is going to be a movie and a theater. And they've also got these underlined things. It's traditional. This is not important for your grade, but it is traditional in UML. If you have a static thing, you underline it. Okay? So I've got every showing object has a movie and a theater, and then the showings is also going to have a list of all the showings, just like our theaters right now have a list of all the theaters. I'm going to have this master list of all the showings, my SIFs, which is going to keep track of all the pairings that exist. Okay? All the movie theater matches. And I'm going to have some methods here that let me check and see what's showing which. Now, there's some interesting things about these methods too. Start showing, stop showing is going to like add or remove this matching. Okay? So that hopefully won't be too surprising. And then you have three different methods, all called isShowing. In Java, we're allowed to reuse method names as long as the parameters are distinctly typed. Okay? So if you ask me, is theater X and movie Y, are they showing? Then that's just yes or no. Right? That's, is theater X showing movie Y? But if, on the other hand, you say, what is showing movie X? Or what is theater Y showing? Then those should give me whole lists. So we're going to make three different is showing methods that do these three different activities. And we're going to use those to make our movie and theater methods work correctly. So we're going to store it in this third place. How do I know what students are in my class? I ask Sys. How do you remember what classes you have? You ask Sys, right? Well, until you remember it, you ask Sys, right? It's there as a backup in case you need it. So we're going to implement this way. Concepts about the design before we start looking at a little code. Okay, then let's see what we can do. So I'm going to try to make this copying work better than it did last time. I'll make a copy of the movie, and I'll make a copy of the theater, so we have our old one, so I can post the code after class. And then what we're going to do, we're going to say our movie, we'll need to figure out what this method looks like later. Movie will only have its name, okay? We're probably going to change all of these other things around a bit, okay? So my movie has a name, and it has all these methods that I have not yet implemented, okay? A theater will also have a name and a lot of stuff I haven't yet implemented, but it will no longer have a list of movies or a list of all the theaters that exist, okay? Because we're going to handle that somewhere else. Okay. We'll make both of our two strings be simple and stupid. We'll come back and fix them. So I've just sort of stripped down movie and theater. I've removed all the stuff that I don't have the information to do correctly anymore. And so I have these broken methods. These methods that can't return anything because I don't have the information necessary to make them work. Or broken classes, rather. And inside the broken classes, these methods aren't returning anything, aren't doing any work. So now I'm going to make a showing object. And the idea is a showing object represents a pair, a movie theater pairing. Okay? So I'm going to make myself a new class. And it's going to be a showing. And I'm just going to go over and copy over the stuff that I had here. Okay? I have this information about what a showing is. I'll copy it over. And I'll start turning it from UML syntax into Java syntax so that we can see what goes on, and we'll add the method definitions as we go. So I have a private movie, and a private theater named theater. And everything else is static. Okay. I'm also going to have a constructor. I always have a constructor. So I'll just set the movie to be M and the theater to be T. Okay? I've got myself one more field here, a private array list of all of showings called all showings. And like all fields, all static fields here, I'm going to want to initialize this one right away because I can't, there's no single constructor for the whole class, just for each object. Okay? Yikes. Okay. So far, I've got myself the basics of what's going on. I know a showing is a pair, movie and a theater. I know that I can have a list of these things. And then I've got these public static methods, okay? So I've got a public static void method called start showing. And I've got a public static void method stop showing, and so on. Public static boolean is showing. Okay. So I just go through the process of converting everything from one syntax into the other, which may be annoying, but it's not hard. Okay. And methods need to have every method needs to have names for its parameters. So I'll just use T and M because they're easy. And I just copy it over one piece at a time. Okay. So far I've just copied over the UML. I haven't done any new work, except perhaps writing the constructor, but that wasn't much work. But I've copied over the information that I used to have in the UML, now into Java. And so now I need to start implementing these classes. Okay? So most of them are going to be pretty straightforward. For example, how do I start showing a movie? I'm just going to add that showing to list of showings. Okay? So I'm going to have a showing. Yikes. I don't know why my computer froze. Mouse still moves. That's promising. If only the keyboard worked. I may have crashed Java Eclipse. Wouldn't that be fun? All right. Well, it's deciding if it can... Nope, it can't exist. Well, I'm rebooting Eclipse. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about sort of the design here. What will I have to do to make this work? Okay. So when I start a showing, I'll make a new showing object, and I'll put it in my list. Okay, pretty straightforward activity. Create the showing object, put it in the list. When I stop a showing, though, that's going to be harder. To stop a showing, I'm not going to be able to just create a new showing object and put it in the list. Oh, wait, did it wake up? It woke up. Hooray! Okay. So I make myself a showing T and M, or M and T, I think I made it. Okay. And I'm just going to add that to the showings list of all showings. Okay. Pretty straightforward. I add it in. But to remove, it's not going to be that easy. Because if I make a new showing and try to remove the new showing from the list, the new showing won't be in the list. So to stop showing a movie, I'm actually going to have to walk through the list and check to see if each individual thing in the list is the right thing. Which is going to be annoying, okay? But I'm actually going to have to run through the list and remove it if it's the right one. Okay? Do I have time? I'll come back to possibly add the stop showing in a moment. I may do the is showing as well, okay, in a moment to sort of show how that works. We can do is showing now. Okay? So, for example, let's grab the is showing a movie. Which theaters are showing a movie? This is going to look similar to what we used to do in movie. Okay? I'm going to make myself a new array list of theaters. And I'm just going to loop through every showing and see if it has the right movie in it. Okay? So for an I equals 0, I is less than the showing, all showings, size, I plus equals 1. Okay? I can get out a showing from the list of showings. And then if that showing's movie is the same one as M, so if I'm asked if I'm showing the movie and I ask the right movie, then I'm just going to add that to the answer. I'm going to add that showing's theater. Okay? And it'll return the answer. Questions about my is showing movie method? Okay. The other methods here are going to look similar. They're all going to loop over the list. They're going to check to see if the movie and or the theater is equal to the right thing. In interest of time, I'm not going to walk through them all right now. Okay. So I have this basic idea of how I'll do my showings, and then how do I use that? Okay. Over in my movie, how do I add a theater? I say the showing should start showing that theater with this movie. Okay? And how do you remove? You should stop showing it. Okay? How do you see if this movie is at that theater? I see if it is showing that. Okay? And how do I find out where it's being shown? I just ask again the showings. Ask what is showing this. So all of my movie and theater methods become really simple. Each one of them will just call the corresponding method in the showing class. Corresponding static method. I've offloaded the work. How do you find out what classes you are? It requires no brain power. It just requires looking at lots of scroll bars, right? Wait until Sys tells you. And we're doing the same thing here with our movies and our theaters. Very straightforward implementation of them. All of the work is now over in the showing class, where we keep looping through this list of all the showings and seeing what works. Questions, comments, thoughts about this general design? Yes? Do I have to define dot equals? I do not. There are two, well, there are actually four, but there are two interesting methods that Java defines for every object: toString and equals. The toString it defines gives us nonsense. The equals defines is okay, good enough for what we're doing here. Sorry, should we be defining it? Probably we should define equals, but defining equals, it requires surprising amounts of headache. They define the equals method to take a type object parameter rather than the type of thing you want to do, and then you have to check to see if it's the right type of object and cast it to the right type. And anyway, you'll learn how to write dot equals in 2110, because the simplest correct dot equals is at least 10 lines of code, and they're kind of weird and deal with inheritance and weird things that we haven't talked about yet. Okay, the default one just says, is it the same physical object in memory? And that's good enough for what we're doing here. I could do a little better. If I really wanted to, I could say if the name of the movie equals the name of the one they ask me about. And that's probably a better match. Okay? Because now I don't care which object it is, I'm using the built-in equals of string, which does the right thing all the time, instead of just kind of the right thing. Other questions? Okay. So let me just really quickly dump the rest of this code in here so we can see it running, and hopefully I'll have time to mention one other thing here. We will see. Okay. So it's showing, the other is showing pretty straightforward. The double is showing, which is going to be a Boolean. I just have to decide if I could ever find it. I won't even need to keep a list, because it doesn't want to know everywhere that this pair exists. It just wants to know if this pair exists. Okay? So I just want to know if the movie has the right name and the theater has the right name, which I have that code down here. Okay? Then I can just return true. Because I found it. If I don't find it, I can return false. Okay? So you've seen this kind of loop before. It's worth remembering, how do I check if something's in the list? How do I do anything over a list? I loop over it, and I either find it and tell you what the answer is, or I don't find it and return false, right? I've got these basic techniques for handling loops over various things. And the stop showing is going to be roughly the same, okay? The stop showing, I'm going to loop over everything until I find it, but when I find it, I'm going to remove it from the list. Okay, so I'm going to remove the thing at that index out of the list, and I'll go ahead and return there as well. Okay? And Eclipse crashed again. Isn't that nice? Why is Eclipse crashing so much today? There we go. All right. And what's it not like about this? Oh, okay, that went away. Great. So I have these different methods, right? I add it, I remove it, I check to see what's there. And now that I have all these methods, once I do the same thing in movie that I did in theater, right, I just forward all of them along, start showing this and the movie, stop showing this and the movie, and Eclipse is not going to let me finish this in time. All right, I can finish this up. It will run. It will work correctly. Is this better? Is this worse? Well, it keeps all the information in one place and in its own place. It doesn't arbitrarily favor movies over theaters, okay? And that can be a good thing. That means that I can sort of optimize how I'm storing things. I could do fancy stuff, try switching lists around, swap out different implementations of showing, and all the code that's using movies and theaters to actually watch them and go to them and so on doesn't need to care. So there's a lot of advantages to this, and sometimes you'll see it. But the overall point here, right, in addition to reminding ourselves how various pieces of code work, there's lots of solutions. And they may be easier to read, they may be easier to write, they may be easier to keep consistent, they may be faster, right? Lots of ways they can be better and worse. As you go forward in coding, which one you pick is up to you, but thinking about it carefully can help you do well. I will now see you all on Monday, where we will review for the final. I hope you have a beautiful weekend.